Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with
Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawin Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Question: what's the craziest thing I've done for love? I think tonight we are actually talking about a very, very interesting topic. All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 7.
Wow.
Episode 7 of season 2. For Be Bold, Why Not? At your service, MJ, and of course, our very favorite.
Hi, this is Christian, and thank you for tuning in with us. And yeah. Where do we watch this live?
You are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, and stream.lawin.live. Mm-hmm. And if you miss our live show, of course, we have podcasts, and
We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Deezer, Player FM, Good Pods, Podcast Index, Stitcher, Pandora, Podcast Addict, Pocket Cast, and everywhere you get your podcasts. So
that's
even if they miss the live episode, it's still up there on YouTube and Facebook, and they could still see it in there.
Of course. You know, if you miss the live show, there you go. After the live show, you'll be able to watch this show on Facebook and YouTube. But we'd love for you to participate because we have a game every episode.
How does this game work?
Well, let's show the mechanics of the game.
Sure.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversation. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5. The more you comment, the greater your chances of winning. 6. We will use Wheel of Names to determine.
There you go. So who wouldn't want to win a prize?
Yeah, you just comment in there. Comment anything. I mean, be kind in the comment section. But comment anything and you'll win something, maybe, hopefully.
Yes. But by the way, before we move on with our guests, I just want to ask you, Christian, how was your weekend?
Good. I mean, the weather was crazy. Mm-hmm. There was hail. There was like a thunderstorm. I was about to go to the rodeo, but I didn't bother. So it's nice. I mean, not nice that I missed the rodeo, but it's like nice that I missed like all the chaos that was in there. How was your weekend?
It was quite busy. You know, it was a convention weekend for my daughter. So we were at the Westin Oaks Galleria. She had 2-day convention competition. So she did pretty well. But it was quite busy. Like Saturday, we didn't go to bed till probably around 2 to 3 a.m. Sunday, because they finished kind of late Saturday night for the competition. But she did pretty good. And she was actually one of the hand-picked girls or dancers that performed at the closing show. So, and she did good in her classes, got a scholarship for next year and for the nationals.
Wow.
So, yeah, so
busy.
She works very hard for sure. Yeah. But other than that, it was a great weekend and we're back here at Be Bold, Why Not, which I always look forward every Monday. I just love it so much to be hosting with you. And of course to fulfill our promise to our viewers that we're going to be here every Monday through you know, no matter what, Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's an excuse to talk to these like inspiring people that we have, because otherwise I wouldn't have no reason to talk to them. Like I'm very shy, like an event. So like, this is like a good excuse for me to like meet like these wonderful people that we have.
Christian, that's not an excuse at all. You're not shy anymore. If you are talking in front of, like, we are doing this live, like no script, no nothing. And if you're willing to show your talent to the world and to our viewers, that's not being shy.
I'm forced to do this, and they have me hostage, and I live in the studio.
Nobody's forcing him, to be honest with you. That's what they say. He kind of enjoys it. I can feel it. Just like how I enjoy doing this. You know, we all have our passion. We all have a purpose in this life bigger than ourselves. And I think this is one of probably how many talents you have, Christian?
I mean, I do a lot of things. I wouldn't say I'm talented in them, but I feel like the more I do it, the more I learn about them. So even like this, even like the setup podcasting, like no one's born to be like a natural podcaster. I mean, maybe you, but like, I feel like the more we do it, the more we think we're more talented, but it's actually like the skill that we develop, right?
And that's what this show is all about. We're just being bold in following our dreams. And that's what we want to encourage. And we want to inspire our viewers to be the person that you are born to be. And we are just doing just that. And before we get our guest for tonight, we would love to read some of our viewers' comments.
Yeah.
So first off, Christian,
we have good morning MJ and Christian from QC Philippines, or good evening on your location. Thank you, Miss Myra Perez Gonzalez, for being mindful of our locations. And we have another one from Rochelle DeSeco. Good evening, watching from Motoposh, Philippines. Where is that?
There you go. I don't even know where that is, but
we would like to visit.
Yeah, but to our viewers from the Philippines, thank you so much, and continue to watch our show. We're doing this for you. But again, in continuation for our topics for the rest of the month, we are featuring women. So for our first episode for the month, we featured entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, and then we featured women professionals last episode. And tonight we are blessed to have like women community leaders in the show. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. They have all kinds of accomplishments. They are serving the community. These are servers. These are leaders, servants, and leaders of the community. Sorry, I said servers. I didn't mean that.
I mean it's okay too. Jesus is a server. Jesus is servant.
Yeah, so they are servant leaders of the community. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. And we are very lucky. We are blessed to have them on the show. Yes, and we can start off with our first guest. Christian, why don't you have the pleasure of introducing our very first guest for tonight?
Get ready for this. Miss Maria Emmy Mendoza Nisnisan, RNBSN, CMOM, CRC. I don't even know like what all of those letters mean. She is a Dr. Jose Rizal Excellence Awardee for Community Service. Previously, she was a clinical instructor at ICU and a CCU nurse in an OR, a medical home and wellness clinics located in West Houston. She's top 30 influential women of Houston in 2018. She's part of 11 Lions honored by the White House and was recognized as Champion of Change. First recipient of Community Angel Award given by the Houston Women's Magazine, and 2007 Outstanding Filipino Nurse Award for her professional leadership and excellence in the community service in the Philippine Nurses Association, scholar of the National Breast Cancer Coalition, and here's the last bit, because there's so much. Lions Club International President's Appreciation Award, District 2 S2 Governor's Appreciation Award, Houston Royal Oaks Lions Club President Appreciation Awards, and the Melvin Jones Fellowship Awards, the Progressive Melvin Jones Pin with Diamond YG, Membership Key, Membership Advancement Key, Builder Key, Master Key, all the keys you can think of, she has them. LCI President's Appreciation Certificates and Past District Governor's Distinguished Achievement Award, HROLC Heart of Lion Award, Progressive Jack Waitch Fellowship Awards, and more. Wow. And that's all the time we have.
Yes.
Thank you for watching.
It'll take us a whole day to actually read all the awards. But as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, and to our viewers, we have a very, very a good leader in the community. Women power, as we say, represented by our guest tonight, no other than Miss Eminis Nisan. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi! Excited ako ngayong gabi, ha? Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this live broadcast. Sorry, naka-uniform pa ako galing sa trabaho. But it's a pleasure, it's an honor to be with you tonight.
And the pleasure is ours. The honor is ours, Bo. We are so happy that you're here with us tonight. For you to be part of the show, it really means a lot to us because you are going to inspire our viewers. And of course, we would love to start to get to know you in a little bit more personal way, if you don't mind sharing about yourself. Like how many kids you have. I've read you even have grandchildren already. You don't even look like you do have grandchildren.
Yes, I do. Ang sarap ng feeling. It's really a good feeling to be on that stage na grandma ka na pala.
Uh-huh. Opo. Uh-huh. So how many children do you have?
I only have 4 daughters.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4, ages 35 and then 33 and then 30 and 28, going 28 year old.
Yeah, and all girls.
All girls.
Wow, I bet they're as pretty as you.
Prettier than me. Lahat.
Yeah, so and I'm so proud to know that you're also a nurse just like me. So
yes.
What made you decide to be a nurse? Did you really love serving by
actually having... honestly, I did not think that I will become a nurse. I wanted to become a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Then something happened that that prompted me to go to nursing when Pamantasan ng Lungsod ng Maynila opened the College of Medicine. So they thought by going to nursing, that could be the ladder to go to the College of Medicine na wala kang babay. You don't have to pay anything because it's a government subsidized university. But mm-hmm. instead of having an MD, I got another MD, mm-hmm. which is marriage degree.
Wow.
We all get that. Got that.
I haven't yet.
Yeah, so. He's going to be
I'm working
having
on
it soon.
I'm working
yeah,
he's going to...
So I got that marriage degree. We got married at 19. We were not even, we haven't graduated in college yet. But then we fulfilled our promise to our parents that we will pursue with our studies. So instead, I told my father, I brought you an MD. So my husband graduated in medical degree when we had 2 kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then he finished his residency. We had 4 kids then. It was a struggle, but you know, along the way we've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I went to America. I decided to go to America. Mm-hmm. Because I think I will be able to help the Philippines better if I am here, if I have the training, if I am stable, which I think I have fulfilled at this time. I never regretted coming to America, but bringing the family leaving the 2 kids and a husband, even for 2 months, is I think it was the longest 2 months of my life. It's not an easy decision, but then sometimes you got to try something, mm-hmm. you know, and from there you will learn if that is good for you or not. It was the leap of faith, you know, coming here without it, just with two luggages and all your credentials, with nothing. And then you don't know what's going to happen, but because of that faith and that ambition plus your goal to be able to succeed, I think that helped a lot. I think you experienced that, the same thing, right, MJ?
Yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. po. Absolutely, same here. So your being a nurse had actually paved the way to a lot of opportunities when we got here in the U.S., right?
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And you just have to take the courage. As you said, it's a leap of faith. Because coming into a foreign country where you don't know anybody and mm-hmm. you're getting to this new job, because it's different. It's different. You, even though you've got experience in the Philippines as a nurse, it's still totally different caring for other people, which you haven't been into this place your whole life. And it's like you're here in this foreign country. You're a foreigner. And it's, yeah, it was a bit of a challenge. But of course, you know, as even with you, right, coming yeah. into the U.S.
Yeah.
So
can I ask something like mm-hmm. real quick regarding mm-hmm. nursing in the Philippines and nursing here? They say the Filipino nurses are like much better because we like y'all handle the cases like far worse in the Philippines than the cases here. Like in the Philippines, you see like missing arms, broken bones, and like really like bad injuries. Here, mm-hmm. mostly people come in for like runny nose, cough.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, the patient and nurse ratio in the Philippines is totally different from here, right, Miss Emmy? Like there in the Philippines, you take care of the whole unit. Mm. Like you have
exactly.
Yeah.
We have limited resources in the Philippines. Very limited resources. No matter how much we want to care for the patients, mm-hmm. but then you know because. Even the patients don't have resources as well.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
So I said, you know, I think I have to learn more to be able to give back. Or I said if during that time my I was a clinical instructor then. So they were all taking the exams, the CGFNS, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, if I will pass this this exam with even without reviewing, maybe it's meant to be. So it was not my plan to go to the United States. Yung pagyung nationalistic ano buba? I mean, feeling na I was, you know, I graduated from this school and I have to serve the community first. But then I said, there was something within that is saying, you know, try it. And then it everything became smooth. So even my coming to America, I thought I will never come here because my husband won't let me go. He told me that if they will not be allowed or given a visa, then I will not be able to go. But luckily, when I was being interviewed, the consul interviewing me just asked me, because I was crying then. Then he said, why are you crying? I said, because this means I'm going to leave my husband and my kids. Then, you know, the only thing he said was, do they have a passport? I said, yes. Then bring them in. I didn't know there was a Nurses Relief Act during that time. Mm-hmm. So I was interviewed Monday. We went back to the embassy. And the only thing that the consul asked my husband is, you are a doctor, but you will not be able to practice in America because you will be on a dependence visa. So what are you going to do there? Then he just answered, then I'll just take care of my wife and kids. Then they stamped the passport and everything just went smoothly.
Wow. Wow.
That's history.
Wow, that's really a beautiful story. Like, you did not expect your family to come with you, but you did.
Well, I did not expect that, but I learned that there was a nurses relief act that helped us a lot. So, but I came here first 2 months before they came, because I told my husband, finish your internship in medical school. It's only 2 months. So we did that sacrifice. But, you know, after all that sacrifice, ang sarap pala ng feeling na magkikita kayo uli and the family will be together.
Wow, that's truly amazing po. So you were born to really serve. So you started serving as a nurse. Now you are in this community. We are blessed to have you in this Filipino-American community here in the Houston, Texas area. Now you are able to do more because of your profession, because of your involvement in the community. And we just want to know more about all the things that you've been doing and what gives you the motivation and the drive to do all this.
Yeah. First of all, I grew up with my seeing my parents helping a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They come to our house from the province, and then my parents even were 9 kids, okay? 9 kids. My father was in the military, my mom was a teacher. So from the provinces, they stay at our home until they get jobs. And my mom was very active in the community as the president of the Wives Association of the Enlisted Men's, you know, club. So wherever they go, tag along ako. So among the 9 kids, sabi nila ako ang foreign affairs director. Kasi when my dad cooks for somebody who's sick in the community, I'm the one who's bringing it. So, and then seeing them doing that is, you know, is a good example. So it developed my passion to care and to serve and to empathize with other people. And then plus they always bring us to the church in faith then. So that motivated me to help. Plus, we are not well off kasi enlisted man lang ang father ko. So, syempre, mararanasan mo, one of your sisters will sacrifice, wag mo nang papasok just to let the other siblings go to school, di ba? So, I said, parang gone with the wind, sabi niya, I will never be hungry again. Pero, sa akin, sa case ko naman, someday I will be somebody so I'll be able to help the family and the other ones who needed help.
Wow, that's so awesome. That's very good. I mean, it's like, we would love to know more and expand more on that when we go for a break. Because I think we've just been talking so fun and having so much fun. We need to go for a break for a little bit and we'll get you back when we
come back.
Say the word probate, what comes into your mind is legal process, court process. Mm-hmm. So here in Texas and even in the Philippines, you need an attorney to probate a will. Sadly, you cannot do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to do it pro se. When we say pro se, you are doing it on your own. You don't have an attorney. Mm-hmm. But in probate, you need an attorney to actually do the probate. It's a legal process.
Is there a reason why?
Because it's very technical and there's a lot of steps there that a layman will not understand. Mm. And if you don't do it right, it may cost you much or lose inheritance. And there will be a lot of complexity that's going to happen if you don't do it right. Mm.
There you go. We're back. But before we continue, Po, talking to you, we would love to read some of our comments. Good evening, Po. Watching from Poso Rubio, Pangasinan. That's Delia Ligot. Right. Maraming salamat for watching.
And Miss Myra Perez says, wow, never thought until today that I also had an MD. There you go.
Marriage degree.
Multi-awarded community leader. Way to go, Emmy. Woman power from attorney Eileen Ligot-Dizon.
Yeah, and then we have Maria Lala Sivaldez. Good morning, MJ and Christian from Mandaluyong, Philippines. Hello. Thank you, Maria Lala.
From Mark Carlo. Good evening. And the heart emojis.
Yes. And then Myra also says, Miss Emmy, just like most of the empowered women, has again proven that women are extraordinary. That's right, Myra.
All right. Yeah. And from Cooper James. Hi from Spring, Texas, watching from YouTube.
Yay. Right. So thank you to all our viewers. So Christian, do you have a question for Miss Emmy?
I mean, you could relate to her with like all the medicine and nursing practice. I mostly like working with the community. So I also would like to ask about your community organizing. And I heard you're a very big part of the Lions Club. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, Lions Club has given me this a huge platform to be able to give service. Kasi ang what attracted me is our motto to serve. So anywhere or anytime our services are needed, we are there. Although we have a lot, you know, we have our main service projects, which is diabetes, childhood cancer. We have hunger, we have something for the environment and the youth, developing the youth of, you know, the future. And anytime there is a disaster, you know, or anytime there's a need, just, you know, the Lions come together and see what we can do to help them. So another thing is we have a great resources that can make or fulfill our dream to be able to help not only in the local areas, but also around the globe. So when a disaster happened in the Philippines, the typhoon, right? The big typhoon in Leyte. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just contacted the Lions, the local Lions there, and then we raised funds here in America and send what we raised there, and then they had, you know, boats made for the fisher folks so they can resume or they can have their livelihood be back to them, you know. So and as a healthcare worker, so I saw the need that a lot of people don't have still in America. Some of the people don't have insurance, some doesn't have any resource. So with me in the healthcare profession, I got connections with other doctors who wants to volunteer, nurses who wants to volunteer, businesses who wants to give back. So most of the time, one of the major projects that we do is the community health and resources fairs. And then it became a back to school drive, and then it became a business expo. So it becomes bigger and bigger. And then we get members from all ages and every part of the world, which I am enjoying, you know. Having connections in different parts of the world is like having family. Mm-hmm. So when we moved here in Texas, we only have one relative here. But then when I became the Lions, a Lion member, then they became all my family. Mm-hmm. So it's just serving, you know, giving back, but you gain something in return. And, you know, the happiness that you have inside you when you are able to help somebody or have given scholarship, not necessarily coming from you, but through what you have done, this child was able to go to finish college, or this child was able to avail of healthcare that she needed, or this family was able to get meals for the day, diba? It's a good feeling that money can't even pay. And yes, I believe, you know, it comes back to you in many different forms, not to you, but to your family, to your kids, and to your friends too.
I feel like what you were saying before of like when you were leaving the Philippines, that patriotic concept of you, oh, how am I gonna help the country? And I feel like you're still doing it. You still was able to accomplish like helping other people even from afar, and even not just in the Philippines, but like other parts of the world too. Yes. So we appreciate you for
yes. that. Yes, it seems like you actually have spread your wings even wider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you are now reaching a multitude of people, not just from your dream of serving the Philippines as your country, but now you are in the US of A and you are serving the local communities here. You're serving different countries wherever there's lions. So you are really making a big difference in people's lives. And you're right. You said that the resources may not be coming from you, but mm-hmm. because of your effort, because of your desire to help people, you are making it happen for these families, for these children to have, you know, food in their table, for these young people to earn education. So, wow, we salute you, Miss Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you, well, I want to be like you. And you're pretty. So what's up with that? You got everything.
You know, when you're happy with what you're doing, I think everything just flows. And I will not accomplish this without the support of my family, especially with my husband, you know, with my children and with the friends that supports all in this project. It's a small project, then it becomes bigger. And I'm proud of you and what you're doing, because you're able to help us even give the message to the community, not just in America, but throughout the world. Sasabihin natin, sometimes what is our purpose in this world, right? Then you will find it as you go on. And I believe, you know, God is always there to show you the way. Because sometimes even I will say, okay, I will just, concentrate with the family. But it doesn't happen. Something, it's like a calling. Somebody will call you, or somebody needs something. Then you cannot just say no.
Yeah, that's very true, Paul. It's when you love helping. Actually, I've heard or I've read that people who are actually serving the community and helping people, they are healthier people. Because we all know that medically, if we have those happy hormones and all that, if we have more happy hormones in our body, that is affecting our blood pressure. We deal with stress better. Yeah, we tend to be happier people, because it's very true. I don't know, but your calling actually gives you the meaning for living in this world. Like, as I've said earlier, we have a purpose bigger than ourselves. And that if you find your purpose and if you live your purpose, you never know. I mean, you never know how many people, and it's a ripple effect. Even just one person, even mm-hmm. just one life that you can help, that becomes a ripple effect, and it just spreads, right? So
talking about that, MJ, there was a point in my life, like when I got married, right? As a woman, and dami nating responsibilities. We have so much responsibilities, and since my husband is the doctor, correct? So he was on residency, then I have to adjust, change job or change shift. So I'm the one who's always adjusting. So I came to a point that, you know, I was younger then. Sabi ko, why do I always be the one to adjust? Lagi na lang ako. So, and then when he told me, okay, now you have to stay with the kids because I'm going to start my practice. Mm-hmm. So he told me to resign from my job when everything is going great, that I will be promoted to another big position. So to that point, talagang, I was so angry at him. I was so angry at myself. And I said, if I will stop working, then what am I going to be? Just a housewife? So it's a good thing. I know where to go, or God really sent somebody to tell you. Like, I was in the church, because you know, very heavy ang feeling ko. So the priest came. So I told the priest what's happening. So only one he asked me, what is your priority? What is important to you? So as a woman, syempre, the most important for me is the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I answered that. So I said, I realized, you know, the impact of being a mother. Sometimes, you know, we have to support our husband, we have to support our kids. But then I found out, you know, that doing that, you know, you are, even if I am not achieving on my own, if I will be able to produce kids that will be a change agent, kids that will be good leaders in the community, that in itself is a big achievement already. Although sometimes we want to achieve more, correct? And then I said, God, bahala ka na sa akin. And then he changed job again. He said, we're moving to Texas. I said, I don't want to go to Texas. So, but then what can you do? You have to move with him, right? So we moved to Texas and I didn't work. And I said, what will happen to my profession? And then he said, would you like to join the practice? Would you like to work with me? So we started his practice and I am back to my profession again. So just let God lead the way.
Yes, you know, that's how God works. I mean, he works in like mysterious ways that we can't even imagine. You know, when, as they said, maybe one door closes, but another opens. So
door opens.
We're having so much fun, boy, chatting with you. And I feel like it's not enough, but we got to go on a break and then we'll have our second guest when we come back. But Miss Emmy, you are awesome. You are amazing. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Yeah.
Thank you also. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we'll go on a break and we'll be back. So
stay there, Miss Emmy. We're gonna come back with you and we're just gonna welcome our next guest and then we're gonna have a panel afterwards. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again. And we have some comments.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
But before that, I think we're gonna
Miss Emmy just like I think most of the empowered. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi from Spring, Texas.
And from Cooper James, yeah.
Been seeing Lions Club all the time now. How has the Lions Club approached the community service evolved over the years? And what innovative strategies have you implemented? I think she did mention a lot of things that Lions Club was doing. Mm-hmm. And with the other question, we could answer that later as well when she comes back.
Yeah, and then DJM Travel says, Houston is lucky to have Miss Emmy. She's a true definition of empowered woman.
And Brian Wong from YouTube, very inspiring episode. What are some of the inspiring success stories or impactful projects that Lions Club International has been involved in? We could answer that later as well. Or you know what? Contact your local Lions then and Lions Club. Why am I saying Lions then?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll answer you. And from Miss Myra Perez, such an inspiring talk from Miss Emmy. Really, God will work on what he knows is best for you. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, and now it's time for another woman leader in the community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think just woman needs an introduction, but
I have a little bit, I think.
Okay. Yeah, she is very well known to us. She is our Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Texas state president.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's also former board member and vice president of Old Downtown Carrollton Association, co-founded Jubilee of Cultures Festival with members of ODCA, former board member of Asian Chamber of Texas, and current state president of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, which I'm wearing this shirt right now. I don't know if you can see. And board member of and secretary of Multi-Ethnic Education and Economic Development Center. And board member of Greater Dallas Asian American Chamber of Commerce, now Asian Chamber of Texas. Wow.
All right. Let's get in our very own Miss Rowena Waters. Welcome, Po, to the show.
Hi.
Hello, hello, good evening, everyone. Good evening. I am so sorry. I'm on my phone right now. I had some technical issues.
No worries.
Thank you. This is wonderful. I've been listening, and she is amazing.
Yes, just like you, Po, you're both amazing. And we are so happy to have you on the show. And I know that our viewers will definitely learn from you too. But can you take us a ride on your journey of being a servant in the community? Yeah, we'll just go straight to the point. How did you...
Okay. I started very young. I went to a Catholic school in the Philippines wherein we are required to participate in some organization. And I chose the Student Catholic Action. For some reason, that word action means a lot to me. So I bypassed the catechetical because I'm not very good at that. So I went straight to action. So I would spend Saturdays from 11 years old, freshman year. I would have Saturday mornings in either, shelters or hospitals or, you know, Mother Teresa's little orphanage. So we would spend Saturday mornings. Sometimes we'll be washing clothes. So it started that way.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you choose to be like an entrepreneur? Like, is that like a natural thing for you growing up? Is your family into it, or you eventually discovered that you wanted to do this?
Not really. I am not very entrepreneurial. It's a matter of when I got to the US, I had a little taste of entrepreneurship in the Philippines when I partnered with some friends, but really not into it until I got here after I finished my MBA, I had a choice. So a friend of mine, a family friend, asked me if I wanted to work for him in his clinic. And I decided, no, you know what? I think I'd rather do the outsource. So I made a proposal to outsource his entire HR. So I took over his entire HR. So that's how it started. I started the company. It's called the PEO, Professional Employer Organization. It's kind of like staffing, except that I own the employees and they're I'm responsible for them. And then I lease them, quote unquote. So that's how it started. And then I purchased another company, which is similar, but more into technology. I sold that. I got a yen for online business. And then I opened a jewelry store. I got burned out. So that went back online. And then I purchased ETC, which is a testing company. And I sold that last year. So, you know, it runs the gamut.
That's amazing.
So your background, I mean, as you said, you started young at 11 years old. Wow. You were already serving.
What were you doing when you were 11 years old?
I was serving my family. You know, I'm not kidding. That did all the chores. I would, you know, so anyways, but that is so good. So you were preparing for this time of your life where you really want to serve at a bigger scale now, right? So tell us about the other services or the other involvements you have in the community where you are able to serve the community at large. So tell us about your, Ms. Rowena.
Well, it depends on what the passion is, what's needed in the community. Through the Philippines, it's mostly humanitarian and sometimes a bit of activism because I felt there was a need for it. But when I got to the U.S., the humanitarian is all tied up with entrepreneurship because my first foray into service in the U.S. after I sold my first company is the chamber, the Asian chamber. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned how to do a whole bunch of things. I learned that their women's initiative has been dead for a while because it wasn't functioning. So I pestered him. I was a new member. I said, I want to take that over. You have to give it to me because you're not doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. And then they said, but you can't do it if you're not a board member. I said, then what's stopping you from making me a board member? So in about a year, they assigned me as a board member just so they can get rid of me because I kept bugging them. So I took over the Women's Business Forum and I changed it because they love gala and I'm into the grassroots. Mm-hmm. So I figured if I'm going to serve women, it's not going to be through galas. It's going to be through something that they need to learn. So what I did was we did for 2.5 years, I did a forum, a lecture forum, and then we would teach anything from investing to health, to entrepreneurship, to funding. It's whatever they need. We do a survey and find out what they need. We even did, I even recruited somebody who did a focus group. So we did that. And then once we found out what they needed, we provided it in terms of education. And then after that, I was introduced to the Philippine Chamber, and that's where I found my home. So in all the organizations I've been with, it's very fulfilling. But the Chamber actually is, the Philippine Chamber is actually my family. I found my home and my family in the Philippine Chamber.
Wow. And yeah, and now you lead all the different regions. There are like five regions for the Philippine American Chamber. So how is it being the leader of all these different chambers? How do you do that? I mean, it's like, I bet you have your business that you take care of, and then you have the chamber that you take care of.
And personal stuff too.
Yeah, and personal stuff. Yeah. So how do you do that?
It's a matter of, you wake up in the morning and you find out what's my priority for today. It's a day-by-day thing. You can do long-term planning, which I do. Mm-hmm. But I don't really break it down into, I have to understand that when you're dealing with a community, you're dealing with volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it's totally a different culture than when you're a company or you own a company or you're a boss in a company because they're required to follow you. Mm-hmm. When you're dealing with nonprofits and volunteers, you have to be a cheerleader. You have to motivate them because unless they buy into the mission and they live that mission, I am just somebody there, just another little short girl telling them what to do. And that's not going to work. I have to be able to make them understand that this is something that we want to do. And there's a whole community that needs us. So that's the essence of service, to find out what's needed and to be able to give it without asking any much in return.
Yes, yes. So other than serving the chamber and you're, you know, being a boss of your own company and all that, do you have other goals of serving in a different capacity?
I think you're leading up to to the campaign. I decided about 6 weeks ago, it was very sudden, I decided to run for city council in my city, Carrollton, which is in North Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, it's something unexpected. I never expected to do anything political. But I figured, you know what, I've been on this road for the past few years of looking at our community, and we need representation. And I've been pushing and pushing for everyone, anyone I can find, run, do something, represent our community. But, you know, it's slow because we don't want to be visible. We want to be seen, but we don't really want to be visible in our efforts as Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So we are hesitant that way. So somebody threw it back at me and said, you know what? We want you to run and you've been saying no. You've been trying to get people to run, but you're not doing it. So I kind of thought about that one. And I thought, you know what? I probably need to get off my comfort zone as well, because I love the chamber. It's my family, but I'm very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe I should do something that would shake me, get out of my comfort zone and see what it takes me. You know, there's that I'm exposed to something I have never done before. Mm-hmm. The option for failure is very high, just like in business. But you know what? I think it's worth the risk, because I'm hoping that in the process, I'd be able to be visible enough for other people to see that it's possible to run. You don't have to be spectacular. You just have to want to serve. And that's how it starts. So I'm hoping that I would, you know, create some kind of, you mentioned the ripple effect, throwing that little pebble on the pond. So hopefully that ripple will, you know, maybe you guys would like to run for something. We start small and then we go into the big one. But, you know, we have to start somewhere.
So that is right. Oh, boy, that's very true. And, you know, with all these different organizations that you have served, and that's how God prepares us for our bigger, you know, tasks. And you're right. It may not be winning, but you are motivating, you are empowering, you are inspiring people and women like me to run in the future and mm-hmm. to actually be heard. You are bold enough. That's why you're here. You're bold enough to do it and to inspire other people. And we are just so inspired by your story. I know we would love for you to have more conversation or for a longer conversation with both of you. We have really great guests for tonight. We felt like we should have had the whole episode with just one of you, but we're mm-hmm. nearing the end of the show. So we would love to have Miss Emmy come back so we can have your final words to our viewers for tonight.
I think we have a video for
Rowena for Miss Rowena. Yeah, let's show your video first. Yes, yes. There you go. All right. And we have some comments from our viewers. Yes. So it says here from Myra, it says an inspiring talk from Miss Emmy. Really, God will work on what he knows best for you. And then Brian Wong says both Emmy and Rowena are truly inspiring individuals. Here's a question for both. Do you believe leaders are born or made? I'm just going to answer that question, I think, for the sake of time. But I think it's both. There are people who are born, but as they become leaders, they also have to learn and evolve mm-hmm. into great leaders. You're not just born. You have the desire. So that is innate in you. You have the mm-hmm. desire to serve at the same time. You do what it takes for you to get better and better leader, right? Mm-hmm. So it's both.
And another one from Miss Myra. Miss Rowena is such a woman with a strong personality that would inspire women to get up, move up, and be a woman leader with great power to handle what they feel like doing. Another empowered woman. And from Maria Lala, Miss Rowena, Miss Emmy, both of you are so inspiring and empowered women. Wow.
Yes, we are blessed to have them both tonight. And we would love for us to have more conversations with them, maybe in the future, one episode each.
Or contact them yourselves. Yeah. If you have questions, contact Miss Emmy, contact Miss Rowena, contact your local alliance, then contact your local Philippine Chamber of Commerce. I'm not sure they'll connect you, right?
Yeah. So would you please say your final words to our viewers for tonight? Miss Emmy first.
Well, I would like to congratulate all the women around the world, especially Miss Rowena. I'm inspired by you also. It's about time we have a Filipina to be in the position as council member and then senator or congresswoman, because you can only affect change when you are in it. I mean, if you are in the leadership. So advice to all the women, if you want to change something, you have to be in it and just follow your passion. And while we're still living, you know, we shall only pass this way but once. So if there's anything you can do, do it now. Don't wait for any other moment. And always have faith and ask God for his wisdom. To give a part of yourself Amen. For the community and for those who need you.
Yes. And Ms. Rowena?
Yes, thank you, Emmy. That was wonderful. You are amazing. never discount your ability to change your environment, mm-hmm. or your ability to move the world. Whatever little thing you do impacts somebody. So start today, start to do something. You'll be surprised at what you can accomplish.
Wow. Wow. Very profound women that we have tonight. Truly, truly inspiring. So thank you both so much. We wish you the best in everything that you do, in every endeavor that you take. God bless you both. Now we'll do our Will Decide. I think we're going to have winners for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see who's going to win tonight. Can we get it in, Lysel?
She's working on it.
She's working on it.
I want to thank both of you for serving the communities and inspiring people, not just like women, but also like people of color, Filipinos, other Asians out there. Oh, and there's our wheel.
Let's spin the wheel.
Wow.
Let's spin the wheel. There you go. Let's see.
We have Mark Carlo DeSecco.
All right. Congratulations, yeah. Mark Carlo DeSecco. You won for tonight.
Miss Emmy will send you a lion from the Lions Club, sponsored by the Lions.
All right. Congratulations again to all our viewers. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight. And we would love for you to join us next Monday for our upcoming episode.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy the week. And remember to be bold.
Yeah, to be bold.
Why not?
Yes. Good night, everyone. God bless.